Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Happy Turkey Day, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. This is a wonderful day to be thankful on this 24th day of November, 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so thankful. In the heart of Thanksgiving, I just want to thank my beautiful and lovely studio audience for always being there, looking so good and always clapping it up for me. Yes, you're so beautiful. Oh, thank you. Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Enough, 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 enough. Be seated. Relax. This is Thanksgiving Day, and I want to be thankful for you. I want to be thankful for everybody that listens to my show, all of my support, because of your support. I have no competition. That's where I made my decision, and I will complete my mission, yes, as the future of late-night television. So I am so thankful on this Thanksgiving Day for you, for my mom, my fans, my supporters, Tampa, Florida, and Los Angeles, California, and everyone else throughout the world. But today, specifically, I am thankful. I am thankful because I have an extraordinary guest. Yes, I have an extraordinary guest on the line who has an extraordinary heart. She has an extraordinary mission. She has an extraordinary spirit. She has an extraordinary goals. Her music is extraordinary. She is going to transcend the music of peace to your soul within this one interview. And she does it so well. She is so extraordinary. Funny, delightful, and beautiful at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extraordinary Ivy Love. The extraordinary Ivy Love, are you on the line?
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm so thankful to be here with the future of late night television,
Motown
Maurice.
Thank you. I'm so thankful to have you. What a delight. I remember we met in April of 2011,
yes.
And we met on a music video shoot. I was just cast as an extra. Actually, Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa, they just released a music video called Wild and Free. They still waiting on the movie. I was an extra, you know, doing my little behind-the-scenes work. Little did I know you were cast for a speaking role, doing real big things on there. And the funny thing about it is, you know, I had to go through the audition process. You, according to what you told me, you was on the poolside sipping
Shit.
Champagne, and they called you to be a part of this video. I'm like, I want that life. Tell me about it. How did that go down?
Well, you know, you have to know people in the industry who really like what you do. So... when people in the industry who know you and there's somebody missing for a part, they're like, ooh, I know who fits that part. That's Ivy Love. You know? They're like, ooh, I got to call Ivy Love. Ivy Love, you need to get dressed. You need to come down here. I need to get dressed as a teacher. And, all right, I'll get dressed as a teacher. You know, come over there. And they put me in a separate place in a classroom, and while I was waiting, I was actually very bored and was dialing numbers from the telephone in there. I tried to get on the teacher's computer and stuff, you know. but it was really very, very cool, and the director was very cool. I don't think my role was supposed to be speaking at first, but he made sure to get it on tape, and I did a photo shoot with Snoop Dogg that day. And Snoop Dogg spoke to me, and he was like, this girl right here, she's got a lot of character. So I did the little peace sign, you know, I mean, I did the little the West Coast symbol with my fingers, you
okay.
know, and then they told me to, like, point at Snoop and make look at him like he was being bad, and, you know, I can do that real easily, so. Although it probably looked a little sexy, they're probably like, wait, this doesn't really look like a teacher-student.
You see, I knew it. I knew sex appeal had something to do with it. Sex appeal, those eyes, that figure, that shape, that finesse, goodness gracious, all of it. See, I don't have that. So you're trying to advise me on how I can be connected and know people in the industry. Well, you know very well I don't got that appeal that you have, but it's okay.
Yeah, but you know all you have to, I mean, to really, like, and you have something, you got something going on as well. So all you have to do is have something going on, you know, like I'm a female, so like sex sells and that's all hot and dandy and all that jazz, but you know what? You're very lucky because although people might call me poolside and stuff to do roles, they also don't come on to you and be trying to, like, sleep with you every goddamn moment of your life, you know?
Oh,
like, everybody's
wow.
like, I'm going to make you a song. Can we go out to dinner first? Oh, you are? You want to take me to dinner? Are you going to try to get me drunk? No way,
wow.
really. It's not going to work.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I guess there's pros and cons to every situation, but the one pro... The one pro, I mean, I know you're well connected, but it's not just by accident. It almost appears to me, I mean, you know what? The connection that we had with each other that stood out far from any other connection that I made in L.A. Because when we met each other, within a few minutes, I gave you my card and you gave me your card.
Yes.
And both
yes.
of our cards had a size to it. It wasn't no
yes.
little, you know, card that you're going to lose. You know, in your back pocket. No, it has size to it. It's like, oh, this card, this person is special. You know, so
right.
you're like I've been told by my agent that I'm a marketing genius, and without a doubt, genius recognized genius.
Yes.
Are you
yes.
with me?
Yes, yes, yes. And I thought the same thing. I was like, this dude's got a big card, just like me. And
yes.
and when you called me, and you called me from a number I didn't recognize, and you were like, I'm the future of late television. I was like, I know who you are. I remember your card.
Yep. Actually, I said, you know, it's funny. I said, this is Motown Maurice. I don't know if you remember me. You said, no, I remember you. Yeah, you're the future of late night or something like that. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Marketing
yeah.
is working. Marketing is working.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to be connecting with you. So, hey, maybe we can cross-market some more together. And thank you so much for all the marketing you've done with this show. Already,
yeah.
Beautiful.
You have to. I mean, you have to let people. You have to let your fans know where you are. They want to know.
Exactly.
They want to listen in.
Exactly.
They want to know all that little stuff. You gotta let them know.
Exactly. Exactly. Now I want to get right into your music because you got some music. You got a new album that's coming out. You've already got two albums. Tell me about your music and the reason you produce music. Tell me.
Well, you know, originally I mean, I started singing when I was very, very young. I'm classically trained. I used to sing opera in high school in French and German
mm-hmm.
and Italian. And actually, like, growing, as I was growing up, my family was very strict. They didn't want me to be, like, part of the public because they're super religious and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So in my early adult years, I did a lot of producing and managing, and that's mm-hmm. what I did. And then one day, 4 years ago, three different bands came to me within 2 days and asked me to be the lead vocalist for their band. One was a reggae band, one was like a, what do you call that, alternative music, and one was a rock band, you know, and I was like, you know what, I just said yes to all of them because,
wow.
I mean, this is what I mean, if the universe brings you three bands in 2 days asking you to be the lead vocalist, you're like, okay, maybe the universe is telling me this is what I need to do. So I was like, so I've produced events and all kinds of things, so I just put it all into my entertainment or my music career because
mm-hmm.
to me it's all the same thing, you know, being on stage and talking to people or singing,
mm-hmm.
whatever. It's
mm-hmm.
the same thing. I can sing, so I use my voice. And I know that I have a powerful influence over people. I know
mm-hmm.
that I have a lot of wisdom that I can share with people. So I try to do that, and hopefully by doing that, it will open up a whole front of people's eyes and hearts, because we really need to learn to be acceptance of everybody that's around us so that there's less violence and problems, you know? I mean, really, a lot of people just have so many psychological, mental disorders because they're unhappy with their lives and they can't get out of it. So we need to just learn to be happy with ourselves, and then nobody else will bother us. You see, it works like that.
That's how it works. Be happy with yourself, and no one else will bother. I like it. Go ahead.
I know that I'm here to influence the people. I'm here. I know that I've been able to influence hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to do better for themselves, to make their lives better, just by speaking to them. So I know that I can do this in a large mass. With the whole world is listening to my music and people interview me all the time, they're just going to be like, oh. So you might, like my song, Bitch, it might catch you like, oh, wow, that's funny and blah, blah, blah. But then you listen to me and you listen to the real stuff behind it. You're like, ah, I see. That makes more sense. And that, you know, so we need to just, you know, evolve as a human race and start to look at things. Instead of being angry all the time, start to look at things in maybe a more funny fashion. You're like, oh, that's interesting. Everything in this world happens. Let's just accept it and move along and not freak out. How about that?
I love it. So what's the message behind Meeting of the Minds? It's a track. We're about to play it. What is it? Is there wisdom behind it? Is there something sensual behind it?
Meeting of the Minds was, I was with one of my business partners, and he was, and of course, he wanted me to be his third wife and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm not going to be your third wife. I'm not. So, like, he was, like, messing with the business because I didn't want to be his partner. So I made this song for him and said, hey, let's have a meeting of the minds. This is, like, we're both friends. We're people. So it does have a message, you know.
Wow. So is there, like, a spinoff called Meeting of the Bodies? Just
meeting of the bodies. No, but I do have my song "You and Me," which is about a swing party.
Hello. Oh Lord, why we ain't playing that on today's show? We're gonna have to have a part two. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. I got the extraordinary Ivy Love, and this is the premiere of Meeting of the Minds on Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Listen up. Yes, yes, yes. Give it up. Give it up. Let's have a meeting of the minds.
Mm. Well, you know, that really was a disaster right there.
It was a disaster meeting.
Yes. Somehow I sent you the song with only the hook. We'll blame it on my assistant. My assistant's going to get fired. Fired, so, I tell you.
So, no, but it got a smooth jazz feel to it. That's why I like it. You know, it's smooth, it's jazzy, you know, the beautiful,
right?
Your voice is beautiful. It's, you know, and it leaves room for the imagination, you know? Oh, yeah, beating
of
the
mouth. Part two.
You see? I'll tell you, when I heard that for the first time, my imagination ran with me. It was flowing. I was like, okay. I was wondering if you was trying to send me a little subliminal message with this song. You know what I mean?
Oh,
okay.
You know. Let's have a meeting of the minds, like aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how aliens have sex, you know.
That's right. They let their minds touch. Okay. I like that. Oh, wow. You're so funny. You're so likable, and you attract so many great people in your life, and you have so many stories along with it. There's this one cool story that you shared with me not too long ago about you performing at the Laugh Factory. Can you expound on that a little, please?
Oh, yes. So my people from the DPG or whatever, they took me to the Laugh Factory one time. And while I was there, Pookie Wigginton, the host of the show, he was like, can I get your number? And I was like, of course you can. So I talked to him a couple of times. And actually, the first time I talked to him, he asked me, what is your nationality? And I said, well, I don't check a box because I don't believe in that. And I'm not Caucasian, although I do have cock on occasion. And he said, you're very funny. I have to give you a spot on my show. And I said, really? And, you know, it's very, very hard to get into the Laugh Factory.
Mm-hmm.
As a comedian, it's very hard. You have to go mm-hmm. through, like, this whole pecking process, and then they put you online and have people judge you, and to whoever gets the most votes, they get to go on the show, that kind of thing. So, you know, when he called me last Tuesday, 2 hours before the show, and said, Ivy Luff, I want you to come sing a song on my show. And I said, you do? He said, could you sing a cover song? I said, I'm cute. I don't sing cover songs. I sing Ivy Love songs, you know? And he was like, all right, well, just come sing a song. He goes, you know, the public, they don't always get into new stuff. You know, they like the stuff that they know and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't care. So I went on stage, and I was wearing this very, very tiny spaghetti strap dress, kind of Marilyn Monroe-ish.
Ooh.
You know,
uh-huh.
And the dress barely covered my nipples, you know.
Mm.
Fishnets and a big fur and very cute.
So
when I went down on stage, every guy at the top stood up and looked over the edge and was watching me. And I guess one girl was yelling, your nipple's almost showing. Your nipple's almost showing. I couldn't hear her. I was singing.
Oh,
but
wow.
She came downstairs and up to the stage and told me my left nipple was almost showing. So I said into the microphone, I said, well, you know, love, it happens sometimes, and it's a good thing this song was made about a swing party. I guess it's very appropriate, no? And so then I went off stage, and I went upstairs, and there's all these guys, and they're all, like, big-eyed, looking at me or whatever. The comedian, the host of the show that night, went on for 5 minutes about how my tits got a standing ovation and how little titty hating bitches need to go home.
So
it was a really good time. And you know, it was fun to be able to, you know, do my music at the last act here. I mean, to me that was such an honor. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Pookie. You know.
Yeah, that is an honor, because like you said, not many people get in there, and you made that connection, and you're doing it. Keep doing it. Now, I want to play one more track. I want to play one more track, and I'm sure no matter what track it was, what track it is, it's going to be right. It's Little Boy Blue. Give me a little briefing on that, please.
Well, Little Boy Blue was made for yet another one of my male business partners who, you know, he was trying to get with me, so I was, like, trying to tell him, like, I've got my papas and my daddies. I've got my pimps and my hoes. You want to... My name is Ivy Love, but don't fuck with me.
Wow.
That's what it says. And then it goes on to talk about how, you know, honesty is good, all these things that you should do, you know. And, you know, basically it's saying, like I see you. Like, I see you not, you know, doing what you said you were going to do. And all of these people get to see you doing it, too, because I made them very aware. And guess what? My ass is covered. Thank you very much. So, and it was, like, kind of funny because, like, I made the song in Compton, you know, and the business partner, we'll just say that he has a big blue affiliation, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it had a little gangster feel to it, especially the studio I was in. So I thought I would just, you know, use that feeling and the influence of the moment to make the song. And of course, my music is all freestyle. I just go in, I listen to a beat, and I record.
What?
So you get 100%. Yes, I'm an improvisational artist. Like,
what? You're like
back.
The female Lil Wayne. Wow, that's nice. Don't Lil Wayne do something like that too? That's amazing.
Yeah. No, and that's why, like, people are like, at first people told me, they're like, you're not allowed to do that, okay? You have to write it down. And I was like, why? They were like, you have to write. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So, you know, for some of the producers in the beginning, like the one for Meeting in the Mind, my song You and Me, I wrote. I wrote the hook to that for him, freestyle the rest. But, you know, people, because I was new, my music's only been out for just a little over a year, okay? So people always wanted to tell me, you know, that I didn't know what I was doing. So, you know, I wrote some stuff down to make people happy or whatever, but I don't have to. I can go and record and make a song in freaking 15 minutes, you know, and that's like with the layers and the hook stub and all the harmonies and everything, you know?
Wow,
so
I got
so like, let's, so that's what it is.
That's right, what it is. And
hopefully this one has the words, you know.
I believe it does. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. The beautiful and lovely Ivy Love is about to allow me to play Little Boy Blue. Listen up, because I know this song is true.
Daddy, a little boy blue. I got my papa and my daddy. drama. Love it out and break it down. That's right. Forget it.
Forgive it.
Don't
forgive it with me.
I got a few other things I gotta say, honestly.
I got my vibe
and my whole
lovely.
If you wanna love me,
what
then
you say you love
wanna
me.
Do, and if you don't,
you wanna fuck with me, then go.
I got my papa and my daddy.
I got you.
I got the whole world. I'm gonna show you.
I love
don't,
you, baby.
Don't.
Uh-huh.
Just fuck with me.
Love it.
Telling you that song right there makes me want to get out my pimp hat and alligator boots and just walk
yes.
around everywhere. It's got that feel to it, right?
Hell yeah, it does.
I love it. I'm so thankful to have you on this show, sharing your music. This is Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm so thankful to
everybody.
Be on your show.
Oh man, this is just one episode of many more to come. And I do believe have a caller on the line. So we have, I don't know if you have a question or a comment, but whatever it is, share it and be thanks because it's Thanksgiving. So area code 813, you are on the line right now. Area code 813.
Hi, my name is Monica, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Motan. Also, Ivory, Miss Ivory Love,
yes.
You inspire me so much with your talent and your music. And I wish you all the best. Happy Thanksgiving
Thank
to you. I am a listener of Motown Morris Show, and his show inspired me very much. And I pray that all the listeners that are listening to the show will tell another person and another person that they will be very, very thrilled about the show. I do not miss the show for a minute. Every day I listen to the show and it inspires me and it motivates me.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
thank you, Monica.
I love it. That's wonderful. That's a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ivy Love. Go
ahead.
That's
a beautiful Thanksgiving treat right there. That's beautiful.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I guess my show is so great because I have wonderful guests just like Ivy Love always. Helping me share that goodness. So thank you. Thank you, Ivy Love, and thank you. Thank you, Monica, for calling. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye. Ivy Love, and we have another caller. Everybody want to come in right at the tail end of the show, but hey, that's the beauty of this talk show. We got area code 562. You are on the line. What's your name or your question or comment?
Yes, my name is Sammy, and I'm calling to say happy Thanksgiving to Ivy Love and to all those that are on Block Radio in Radio Land. And just have a happy Thanksgiving. Okay, Ivy?
Happy Thanksgiving, Sammy.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving to you, too, and much love, okay?
All right, much love. XO, mwah!
Okay, then. Have a good day.
Eat lots of turkey today.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, wow. It is turkey time, turkey time. What a day. You know, I've done a lot of interviews, but this is definitely an interview that I won't forget because it's just so wonderful, great energy, and so much to be thankful for. So on that note, as we close, Miss Ivy Love, why don't you not only mention a few things that you're thankful for and throw your website in there at the same time.
I am thankful for every person that is in my life, because every person that is in my life is what makes me who I am right now today. And for the world, and hopefully it being cleaner and cleaner all the time, because we're going to all recycle, etc. And my website is www.ivylovemusic.com. You can also find me on Facebook /SuperIvyLove. And if you Google my name, Ivy Love, my website is the first thing that comes up. So makes it really easy.
I love it. I love
you.
It. Say that.
Thank you.
Say that website one more time.
www.ivylovemusic.com.
Yes, yes, yes. And you were thanking the universe? Go on ahead. Don't let me interrupt
that.
Yes,
I thank the universe. The universe, you know, everything is in an order. Everything
yes.
in this world is in order. And if you don't resist and you go with the flow, then everything that you need will come to you. And
that's
so I'm
right.
very thankful that I know that.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I am thankful to have met you because you inspire me.
And
I'm trying
to
be as extraordinary. I want to be as extraordinary as you are. So if it's okay with you, maybe sometime next week, 7:30 p.m., we can have a meeting of the minds. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
7:30 p.m., meeting of the minds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My place, your place, it don't matter. Let's just have a meeting of the minds.
Oh, you want to have a... Oh, we're aliens all of a sudden, huh?
Hey. I just like
going,
the way it sounds.
We're going into the alien mode. Woo.
Yes, we are. I like the way it sounds, and I want to meet with your mind. Have your mind meet my mind, because we can do some mindful things together.
See, I tell you, I get this all the time.
What? What are you talking about? I'm talking about a genuine meeting of the minds. Come on.
No,
come
we
on.
We have a meeting of the minds, you know. Sure.
Exactly.
No pun intended.
Exactly.
But you can make it punny if you like.
Ivy Love, you are a fantastic individual. Thank you for being on the show. I know you got to go because there's turkey waiting for you. There's turkey waiting for all of us. It's turkey time. But I got to ask you one more question. Can you spare me one more question, please?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, please. My question is for you on this Thanksgiving Day, who is the future of late night television?
I think that could be the one and only extraordinary Motown Maurice.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. That is the right answer, and you are the winner. So you are rewarded some turkey. It's turkey time. Happy Thanksgiving, Ivy.
Oh, woo. Thank you very much so much. It was an awesome show. I really
Absolutely.
Appreciate coming on.
Thank you very much, and we will be in touch, mindfully.
All right.
Indeed. So take care.
I'll talk to you soon.
Indeed, indeed. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. It's turkey time. What a day to be thankful. I remember last year, my first Thanksgiving in L.A., my first Thanksgiving away from my family. I had a little meal at El Pollo Loco. It was terrible. But this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful to say that someone that I met along the way invited me to enjoy Thanksgiving with them. I'm not with my family, but it's okay because they're not far away. They're in my heart, and I'll be talking to them immediately when I get off this phone. So I got much to be thankful for, and every Thanksgiving since I've been in L.A. is getting better and better as the quest continues. This is Motown Maurice. Make sure you check out my website, MotownMaurice.com, the quest of a late-night talk show host. I got some new links on there that talks about my whole journey with the Doritos Crash, the Super Bowl contest. Check it out. There's a lot of good stuff. Once again, MotownMaurice.com. Happy Thanksgiving. on this Thanksgiving.